What is up, our people?
We're back. Another episode, another day. I don't know.
Another episode, another 5 weeks. Okay.
What matters is that we keep coming back.
Yeah. And you love us for that.
So what's the reason for that, Demnadi? Why
don't we? We're special. They like us.
No, do you know why? It's because we don't have time. Okay, but no, for real though, the episode is actually about, you know, the whole phrase, I don't have time.
Yeah, so title of episode is, I ain't got time for that, like, I don't have time.
Which everybody has used, in reality.
I know I have used that phrase, like, maybe 1,000 times in just one day, when I want to get out of doing stuff.
Exactly, it's a very conditional phrase, like, I don't have time to help you move, but I have time to go out for dinner. I have time for Jay.
Yeah, I have time for enjoyment, but I don't have time for work. Oof. Yeah, that one hits because there's still so... Oh, let me not cast myself here. We're good.
So, would you say it's more of a situational thing? Like, whenever you use that phrase, like...
It's situational and depends on who is requesting my time. If, like, work requires me to come in extra time, I'm just sort of like... I really like you guys like that. That'll be coming in extra, like, for... Or, I don't know. I don't like you guys like that. No offense. But, like, if it's my friends that, like, need something...
Yeah.
And I'm not preoccupied with, like, well, I don't have school anymore. But, like, if I had school and I'm not, like, occupied with school, why not? Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I also feel like it also depends on how much time the thing they're asking for is going to take. You feel me? Because you can have like 1-2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
If depending on what the thing is, if it takes 1-2 hours, sure, good and fine. But if it's like a 4-hour event or something like that, then you actually in reality don't have
time. I literally don't have that much time to give.
Nobody's going to say, I don't have that much time. You're just going to like put it under. Exactly. You're just going to put it under, I don't have time.
Like, that actually brings you something. I know sometimes I've invited like some friends to church. Like, they've been to my church before.
Yeah.
I think my church is like, I love my church. Like, I love my church.
Mm-hmm.
But our services tend to run long sometimes. But, yeah. So, and I'm like, oh yeah, come over. Like, is it that I'll be leaving by 3 p.m.? And I'm just like, no. But things, even I myself can't guarantee. So I legit understand when you say, oh, I don't know if I have that much time to give. Because, you know, when you're already there, like, it's harder to leave.
It is quite. Than, yeah. As opposed to just saying, you know, I'm not just going to show up anyways. Yeah.
So, yeah. So I guess, like, it just all boils down to, like, what's, like, the value we place our time at and who we feel is worth that value. I know, like, it shouldn't be because there's something you're not meant to give your time to.
Mm.
But at the same time,
she's saying, like, you people be wasting her time. That's what she's saying. All you brothers out there, if you've invited her somewhere, you are not worth her time. That's what she said.
I didn't go there.
Mm.
I went to like, you know, okay, throw that back at you, but okay, I just realized that you actually don't cancel on a lot. You have.
When I feel like it comes down to prioritizing certain things, you know, you may not have... Now, hear me out. I know a lot of you are looking at me. Hear me out. I may not have time. When I say I don't have time sometimes, it depends on what that thing is. Like, if you tell me, oh, come on. Let's say you say, come on, chill, where I'm in a phase where I'm really trying to, you know, walk and get stuff done. I can actually, as opposed to saying, that's not where I'm at, or I just don't want to do that, or something like that.
I don't have time for that.
Rather
than saying, y'all are breaking my phone. Y'all are really messing me up right now, and I just can't. Like, your head is not where my head is.
So it's more of...
Diary is an elitist. That's
you're not doing this to me. So it's more of, oh, I don't have time to relax, or I don't have time to chill, but I do have time to go get some work done. You feel me? Exactly. I'm sure that made some sense to some people.
I honestly get that. Sometimes, like, it's just like, for instance, when you're fasting and then, like, someone says, come and chill. And you know, like, what you're going to be chilling and doing there is really not where your state is at. You're just like, oh, nah, I'm good. But, like, Dari just lies and says, I don't have time, rather than just outright stating that I can't come because I'm really not in that mood.
No. But we are on the page of...
But actually, do you know how awkward that conversation would be?
What?
I can't chill with you because you're not my level right now.
No, but that's not it, though.
I don't mean level as, but like hierarchy. Level. I mean like...
I'm not in headspace.
I mean like, same headspace, kind of. Mm. Yeah.
Well, And it depends on the manner you say it too.
Yeah, and who is listening.
And
because some people just take offense, like.
Yeah, exactly. So you should know how. You should know how to talk to your people. Depend. See, there's a lot of things.
That's a whole other topic. Yeah, but like, yeah.
But is it a valid excuse though? Saying someone offers you something or someone invites you or something like that. Well, of course it's valid. That's actually not even a question. If someone says they don't have time, that's all you can take it for. Like, you don't know their life. You don't know
what is going on.
Mm.
I think the issue becomes like when, for instance, like I understand you telling me, oh, I call you, okay, like, oh, guy. I'm hosting a little mixer. Come and let's hang out. Like, just, oh, come stop by and then tell me you don't have time.
Yeah.
And then there is now like back-to-back-to-back canceling.
Yeah.
And saying you don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel that's where, like, okay, I'm not wondering if it's your issue, right? Because I've had a friend, like, an acquaintance where, like, me and the person meant to like meet up on Monday, because like when we hang out, it's a vibe. And the person has like the person's personality is something I don't want to let go of.
Mm-hmm.
But like every time outside of like a, because we met at school, so every time outside of like an academic setting, I say, okay, yo, let's come and chill. Like something always comes up. Like we've chilled alone before. Like I know like. Oh, it's not like, oh, she doesn't want to hang out with me outside, or anything like that. She always like switches plans last minute and then chooses to do other things rather than like hang out
with you.
And I'm just like,
what's up?
That's when I just know, okay, like at that, there's a point where it doesn't become a valid reason. Mm. Or it could just be that coincidentally, every time I hit that, actually not coincidentally, because like we plan everything to the T.
Exactly.
And then maybe that day or the morning of that day or a few hours to the time, then everything just switches up. I'm just like,
she don't like you that much.
Yeah, she don't like me like that. And that's fine. No, that's fine. I honestly get that. But now I know how to, like, I wouldn't take that as verdict. I wouldn't even put myself in a position to, like, even ask anymore because I feel like right now, if I do that, it's just going to be disrespectful to herself and myself.
Mm.
Yeah.
But also on the, you know, on the subject of saying that whether or not that is a valid reason. Usually, anytime someone states that they don't have time, usually followed up with something like, oh, I don't have time, I have so-and-so, or I don't have time, so-and-so is the case, why? But, like, just having it at that, like, if someone just leaves it at that.
Without any follow-up.
Without any follow-up or context or that. Because I think we're talking in more of the realms of, oh, if there is some sort of follow-up, or, oh, I don't have time, I have to go having that as, you know, an excuse. I don't have to. Especially when it's someone close to you.
Mom, it's not clear. I put it, but I say, what's going on? Is it like you don't like me anymore? Like, did I offend you?
You stole the man. That's what happened.
I see. You come on this podcast. No. You talk like, no, I have an arsenal of people I'm stealing from other. I'm not those things. As I am, I'm actually, I love my company. Like, it's me and Jesus.
Mm.
Apart from that, you said you're in the periphery. So I'm wondering.
Well, of this is coming from.
When you're attacking me, I attack back.
Mm.
Yeah, so, like, I feel, what do you actually, like, what would you, what, I'm trying to, like, explain this in a way that it comes to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
In a queer or comes out in a queer manner. What's wrong with me today?
Exactly.
Okay. So, still speaking on, like, whether I don't have time is a valid reason or not, like, where is that fine line where, like, because, like, or obviously, like, it can differ, the excuse I don't have time differs from person to person depending on their relationship with you, for instance. But if it's, like, I don't have time versus, like, I'm not willing to move anything around for you. For instance, say, oh, Dari, I'm hosting this mixer this Saturday, right? And, oh, you know that, okay, I plan on, like, advertising my shirts from the, like, the brands I got them. Like,
I see.
It's something that's really not important.
Yeah, it's not that big of a thing.
But then, like, you now say, like, oh, because I'm doing that, I'm sorry, I really don't have time to put. That's what I'm saying, it's like,
objectively, going for your friend's thing should be more important than arranging your shirts. I see, like, if you just look at the two things from outside, is it like, oh?
I'm just like, I'm like, what's the difference between not having time and not willing to move anything around to make time because you are. What if you're able to make time but you choose not to?
Because then that is up to you. It's your time.
it is your time, and then I think not willing to move things around as well, like, can be valid but can also be invalid. Can you think of like any scenarios where like not moving things around for somebody is valid?
Is valid. Well, if the person is asking for something they can probably do without you, or if your input or your presence does not really change much, then I guess it can. Let's say somebody is just having somebody not close to you. You know, you guys just know each other, but you guys are cool. And they invite you to something, and they ask you to help out with something, and you know other people are going to be there, and your presence will not necessarily be missed. You can. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's very valid. And if you have something else to do at that time, it's very valid for you to just be like, "Yeah, I actually don't have time." Like,
you actually don't have like I don't see any reason why any reason I should reschedule, why I should for reschedule you.
My stuff for this, because I know if I'm there, good and fine, I'll be there. But if I'm not there, the world is not good. Nothing is going to change. Mm-hmm. Now, if the person is much closer to you, then, you know, you may feel more inclined
like, to move. Yeah, if it's a sibling rather than somebody from...
Get your shit. Yeah. Get your stuff work. In order, bro.
Sometimes, exactly. Like, I'm trying to, like, get out of that space where, like, I'm doing things for other people because they will do it for me, because like I've been like reading more on how like being selfless and helping other people, like in capacities where they cannot reciprocate, can also like is good.
Yeah, it's good. Of course, help.
But I'm just like, what if like, okay, for instance, let me use you because you're the only person here. So imagine we're like,
she's shading me. Whatever example she is using, she is shading your boy.
I said let me use
Let's refocus.
Let me use this candle in front of us. Nah, seeing as you're taking offense. Okay. So imagine this citrus orchid candle right in front of me. We're like G's or something. And I do like, when the citrus orchid calls me, okay, I'm hosting this event. Why I keep saying events? I have so many things I organize. For instance, okay, I'm moving, or like if the citrus orchid calls me every time, oh, I'm moving, I am burying my pet, I'm having a ceremony for my pet, something, and I always show up for the person. Mm-hmm. But every time, I now ask the citrus orchid, oh, my G, citrus, you know, I'm having something, the person never ever has time to reciprocate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at that point where like the person has reciprocate back, like, I'm wondering if it's valid enough for me to now not move things around because the energy is not giving back. Like, I feel like time is an investment.
Yeah.
If I'm spending a lot of time with you, like, that means, okay, I'm either getting something from our interaction or, like, I value it. Yeah, exactly. Or, like, it bangs, or something's like happening. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or I'm trying to build a solid for, like, I keep digressing, but I'm trying to make a point.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine, like, you and I are friends, for instance, but, like, spending time together actually builds upon our friendship. Like, exactly. It solidifies our friendship. We get to know each other better, and then, like, we understand our frames of mind. So that in the future, like, if we get in a business venture together, we know how to proceed and everything. Yeah, so, like, I am willing to move my time around to build that friendship. But when it comes to like you slightly inconvenience yourself for me, you're not willing to do that. So I think like at that point, I don't know if I'm right, but like I feel at that point it's a valid space to say, okay, I don't really think I want to move anything.
Because
as much as I enjoy my time with you, like, you're not willing to do the same for me. So I'm not really going to move my...
Yeah, I feel like it also comes down to, you know, understanding. Well, in that space of you and your friend investing, you know, time in each other, the person can actually maybe even have that busy of a life.
Exactly.
Like it's possible. There are a lot of times you want to say, oh, no, it's not possible at all. But the actual time, I mean, the actual people that do actually not have that time, or maybe let's say you guys schedule a meetup and you guys pull up, and then the person always has to leave early or something like that. The person has to, so and so came up, you know, I have to leave early and stuff like that. I feel like you also have to at every point in time, look from the other person's side of things, like, oh, this person probably does, maybe they actually do have a lot going on, and it's not even a matter of they are not willing to move things around. But things actually can't be moved around.
I hate when, like, okay, like, I had somebody, like, message me or something, or I was talking to somebody, but then, like, our lives changed so differently, and we're not even in the same geographical space anymore. And then I now, like, I don't reply my text on time or something. Okay, I'm not that, like, I'm a bad texter. I'm terrible at texting. Yeah. Like, if it's not something urgent, like, I most likely will not respond back. And that's not because I don't like you or I hate you or I don't value your time or I'm prideful. None of that. The issue is that my mind is just really not there. Sometimes I respond to texts in my mind. I know I should do better, but, like, most people are not accommodating for the fact that, like, the space where you are, sometimes you might either be depressed or not be talking to people at that point. Most people don't, like, some people are just, like, they fault you for not talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than the understanding where, like,
There's so much going around.
And where we were before is not where we are now. Like, we're growing through two different things. We're experiencing two entirely different things. So, obviously, we wouldn't be as close or as, like, I wouldn't make that much time for it. Not because I don't want to, but I don't have the capacity to at that point.
Yeah.
And just appreciate that when we actually do,
you know, link.
It's going to be fire.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Exactly.
But also even on that, you know, just with two people or not. Okay, yeah. So, you know how someone texts you, just, you are talking about you and your people texting and not being able to get back to them. Whenever they see you on the timeline, you're posting or you're, what's the name? You're interacting or you're retweeting and stuff.
I see where you're going.
But then you're not replying people in your DMs. And then, you know, it looks fun. It looks weird. But this is something I've actually heard. If I'm like, bro, you didn't even, you know, answer my message. I don't know.
But see, you flexing.
But you're really out here in timeline. I feel like that's even a part of me think would say that's actually less of, you know, my mind is not there. I just don't even have the capacity. I know. But I would say it's also a matter of not having time, because depending on the conversation, you'd actually have to reason what you're going to say, what you're
exactly
going to tell. You do have to.
Yeah. So I get what you're saying. Sometimes it's like it's not even the time that's the problem. Sometimes it's having the mental capacity at that point. And the mental capacity, like, no, you're gonna do some calculations before you actually respond. But there's sometimes like there's some conversations that are harder to traverse than others, right?
Yeah.
Like my longtime friends from back in Nigeria, I know when I want to talk to them, I want to talk to them in full. Like, I want that moment to be really full. So when I don't respond, like, immediately to a text or something, it's because I know, like, we want to have a conversation, but it's going to die out early because my responses are going to be 7 hours intervals, 10 hours intervals, 48 hour intervals. So I don't even
try, you know, it's better to not have it go that way.
Like, exactly. I want it to be like, okay, are you free from between 10 to 7, at December 24th? I know I'm free that day.
Yeah.
Let's call. Let's hash. Because I want to give my... I want to, like,
be there
at that point rather than having a dull conversation that's actually not going to lead anywhere.
That's right.
But I get what you're saying. I'm guilty, Sha. But if I have done... Let's shout out to some special people out there. We wrote this down so we'll not forget. Those people that we've not responded to, but anytime we call and we text, they used to forgive us, and they just, like,
thank you,
we love you,
thank you.
Shout
out to you people
for, like, appreciating the fact that people's lives are, they don't revolve around,
exactly,
like, a conversation with you, but like every time we meet up is so
right.
Shout out to them, you know yourselves,
and you people that in reality that say you don't have time, but in reality you're just bad at time management. Shout out to you too.
We're
seeing you.
You need to create a schedule.
You need to get your shit.
I'm actually talking to myself. But it's cool.
You need to get your affairs in order.
Derry, I feel pained. Let's not go there anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's actually, you're right. Sometimes it's not like you don't have time, you actually don't know how to manage your time.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like it also happens in phases, you know. You can have a phase where you're really on top of stuff, you know, everything is lined up.
I'm going to schedule in. I'm going to text this person for like 3 hours fast.
No, not even that. Just even having your schedule in order, and then the other times the like 2 week slump where you're just like everything is everywhere. Everything is everywhere. Like, so lucky we're subbing everybody, including ourselves.
I guess that like Nasovician period. Exactly. Where just like you're just going through life.
Exactly. So
yeah. Did you have fun talking about the fact shitting? Do we have fun shitting ourselves?
No, I see. I made time to come here, so you know what.
He was late. Like I feel like I should make that clear. No,
I made time to come here. So in reality,
I also made time. You know, this is not even.
Thank you for joining us on Dari and Demi's podcast.
No,
we'll see you next.
We'll see you next time. Bye.